Okay, we're on Mem Aleph Ahmed Beis at the top. The Chazan of Knesset, and the Chazan of the Knesset, Noitel Sefer Torah, and Noitel of the Rosh Knesset, and gives it to the Rosh Knesset. So, right, the Shamash gives to the Gabbai. Shmas Minah, as we saw this in the previous Mishnah, sounds on a simple reading, Chol Kin Kovod L'Talmid, you can give covered to the Talmud, but makom arab, even though in front of the greater person, and you can mechabed someone who's above you, even though that there's a greater person around, right? Which is a point of dispute. So I'm rabbi. No, it's not definitive because you could. I could tell you it's kulo mishum kavoido the melech. No, really, all of this is just to. It's the cover of the melech, either roiv amhadus melech or to accentuate. How great the king is. Now, the melech oimed umekabel v'korei yoishev. Okay, so the melech stands up to receive it, and then he reads it sitting down, and Agrippus of melech, who, right, omad, he stood up, v'kibel v'korei oimed, and he read it standing. But the oimed, right, oimed, was like we said before, mechalal do yoishev. We make an inference that he stood up, so it's mashma that he was sitting down before. Yeva amama, says ma, Ein yeshiva, but azara, you can't have sit in the azara. Ela lamalchi based David bavad, only for the kingship that are descended from based David, and which Agrippus was not. Agrippus, right, as we were speaking about Shinema, v'yavoy melech David v'yeshev lifnei Hashem v'yoyma v'goyma. But you see over there that only David Melech is allowed to sit. Yeah, but not anyone else. So Kasha, so how did Agrippus sit down? So answer the Gemara, because I'm Rav Chista, like Rav Chista said, which he answered earlier, which he used his answer for the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, but as was Noshim, Ka'achanami, but as was Noshim. Over here, we're going to say that when he read in the Ezra's Noshim.
It's like 8 lines.
Well, yeah, well, yes, pertinent to the, yes. Yes, correct.
The Mishnah should be talking, the general thing in the Mishnah right. Should be about a regular king, not a king. It's the Kasha. Yes, the Kasha and Omed, not an Amad. Omed is on the general part of the.
Omed means, no, but the point.
It says Omed, Melos Omed, but it says by Agrippus Amad. So it means it, when he's saying he's asking an Omed, it means talking about the general term for Melos, which there would be Malchus Beis David, and they were allowed to sit there.
It's like
I was asking if you asked specifically on Agrippus.
It is asking on Agrippus, yes.
No, it's asking on Omid. Look at the mission, you'll see. It's Omid and Amad.
Ah, how are you saying? Yeah, okay, good point. So it's understood, yeah. Right, you're saying, right, it wouldn't be a Kasher if it's, yeah. Yeah, no, I hear your point, yeah. But mean that he should have quoted, he should have focused more on the Omad part that's of Agrippus.
If there's a question.
Yes, yeah, good. Okay, Shabchu Chachamim. So now, when Agrippus read standing up, they praised him. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to take issue with this, not the fact that they praised him, the point that what he did. Shabchu, they praised him. Michlal, we can infer from this, the Shapir Ovad, that Dal is a prefix. Shapir means good, he did. Meaning, it was a good thing. They praised him because he did a good thing. But
why did he do that so good?
Because he respected the Torah and he read standing up, meaning he was allowed the norm is to sit down because it's more easy, yeah. And he basically was mabat on his kavod and he stood up.
So because of the Torah, not because he's not based on it.
Nothing. No. Yeah. No. Just it was mekabed the Torah. Okay, but how can you do that? V'ama Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi afilu. Even Laman de Amar, this is right, Laman de Amar, even according to the opinion that says Nossi, that a Nossi who's like a leading Klal Yisrael, Shemochal al Kavoido, that he would, Shin is a prefix, Mochal, that he was Moichal, yeah, we know that word, al Kavoido, on his honor, meaning basically, right, Kavoido Mochal, his Kavoido is Mochal, meaning basically, I'm do respect, and I say, you know, I waver that, and I say, I do not want disrespect, like a father for a child. Yeah, a father says, I'm gonna let go of that respect. So a Nossi can say, you know, I'm moichel on my kavod, and you don't have to honor me. So a Nossi is allowed to do that. Yeah, so melech, but however, this is like verses, a melech, but a melech, who was what was his wave?
Wave.
His wave. He we're gonna say waved.
He waved.
He waved on his kavod. Al kavodai, upon his kavodai, ein kavod machol. He's not allowed. His kavod is not machol. It's something that's not allowed to be moichel. Okay, Shinema, we're going to make a proof from this because it says, Soim Tosim, yet you should surely place a lech upon yourself. This is speaking to Klal Yisrael, a melech. Yet you should place upon you a melech. Means, explanation of the pasuk, Shitehei, that it should be, is Emaso, his fear, his awe, a lech upon you. Meaning, you know, that you shoot yourself in the foot if you're going to like start being chummy with a king. So you're not allowed to be chummy with a king. He's not allowed to mochel his kavod. So over here, how can Melech Agrippus, meaning if the halacha is that he's allowed to sit down reading the Sefer Torah and it's more mechubad to sit down, how can he stand up and be mochel in his kavod for the Torah? So answer the Gemara, mitzvah shiny. But if it's for a mitzvah, it's different. Meaning for a person, you're not allowed to be mochel your kavod, right? But for mitzvah, which is really ultimately is for Hashem, there, then you can. Okay.
First of all, why didn't David not do that?
How do we know he didn't?
Because he sat.
What's that?
Because he sat.
Oh, he sat there, but no, I don't think he read the Torah, though.
For a mitzvah, why wouldn't he do it?
No, but that was for the mitzvah of the Torah. Okay. Because she higia lelo suchol says, when he arrived, So Agrippa's now is reading from the Sefer Torah, and I think this is probably Parsha Shoftim. But he gets the Parsha Shoftim over here. He's reading the pasuk that you're not able to put upon yourself, right, a foreigner as the king, right? He started crying, okay. And then he said, what did the people say to him? He said, don't worry, Agrippa's, you're our brother, right? Tana, Mishmei de Rebbe Nosson. We've got a brisa that said in the name of Rebbe Nosson, but also shot in that hour, in that time, when they said, you're our brother, Nishayvu, they became Chayev, the Sony Yisrael, the heaters of Yisrael, which is a euphemism which really means Yisrael. Clear, they were Chayev destruction. Why? Shechnifu, well, that's what I wanted to do this morning. Right, Shechnifu, lowly grippers. They, I want to find a better translation, they flattered Agrippus. But the point is that they basically, he wasn't supposed, let's say this, according to Tosfos' chat, he's not allowed to be king, right? He's not allowed to be king, and they're basically encouraging him and saying, it's okay that you do an Aveira. That's the worst form of Khanifa, right? That somebody's doing an Aveira, and you basically just say, it's not a problem, it's not an Aveira, and you encourage them to do an Aveira. That is the worst form of Khanifa. If you, I heard a shiur on it, there's nine levels of Khanifa brought in the Shari Tshuva, and the worst one is this, and it is actually brought, this incident. Now, so the so it was so bad, right, that Klal Yisrael was, Kaviyokal was in a certain, the Sony Yisrael was Chayv Kliya. Now, Amar Rebbe Shimon, now, so this is a bit, this next Gemara is a little bit strange, because now we're going to say that it's permissible in certain circumstances to do chanufa, yeah, which is a bit strange, yeah. Now, chanufa is to flatter somebody, but we're saying it's basically praising somebody who's doing something wrong, or saying it's okay that you're doing something wrong. Ama Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta says Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta miyom mem is a prefix from the day shigavah, then it was shin is a prefix, gavah it became strong, agroifa. A groifa literally means a fist, but Rashi translates as the koach, became strengthened, the strength, shel chanufa of chanufa, of this flattering. Basically, people, it was rampant praising sinners. Yeah, there was basically the whole people, that you know, everyone was, you know, it was cool to be a sinner, right? And that was, people were praising that. So what happened? The fallout was nisabsu hadinim, the dinim, all the rules, you know, all the laws became perverted. People didn't start paskening like they should. The judgments, yes, the judgments, right. So Rashi explains, because the dayanim were trying to do chanufa to the rich valley dinim. Okay, miniskalkulu hamaisim, and the people's deeds became messed up. meaning they weren't doing good deeds, they were doing bad deeds. But Ein Adam, and there's no one, a person, Yochel Abel, Loi Melech Aveiris, to say to his friend, Ma'asai, my deeds, a gedolim, are greater, Mima'asecha, from your deeds. Meaning there's no, because no one's doing good deeds over here. Everyone's just basically doing a virus. You can't say, well, I'm a lot better than you in my good deeds, because it sounds like from Rashi, people weren't really doing good deeds so much. So basically, the whole spiritual level crashed when this chanufa was rampant. Now, Dorash. That's the next door I was thinking about. Okay, Dorash Rebbe Yehuda Bar Ma'arava. He made a drasha. Rav Yehuda Bar Ma'arava, the Isema Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Some people say it was Shimon Ben Pazi. His mutter is permissible, lahachnif, to flatter, l'rishayim, to the evil people, ba'olam hazah, in this world. Right, sometimes it's necessary to flatter evil people, whatever, and we're going to be proof from that. You're allowed to do this for if there's a need. Shnei Amar, lo yikare oid, you shouldn't call anymore the novel Nadiv. Right, okay, fine. So now I looked at the novel. This does not fit in with the novel of the translation. Oh, yeah, the vile person. You shouldn't call the vile person a Nadiv, a pleasant, let's call it a pleasant person, or generous person, right. You just what's the flip of novel, though, with regards to like stingy, right? Right, you shouldn't call the low life a generous person. Maybe, yes. Maybe, but the next one's not going to be, though. Right. Yeah, all right. And you, and also, you shouldn't call the chilai, Rashi explains over here, is somebody that is lashon of desire. Chola nafshi, right? It's a lashon of desiring, but he desires wine. Yeah, this person.
Lo yikare,
fine, okay, thank you. Lo yikare, so somebody who desires, who's like thirsty for wine, lo yomer shua, you shouldn't call him a shua, which is I suppose a rich man, a noble man, rich man. So meaning, I suppose, maybe if a person's like running after wine and stuff, he's poor, he doesn't have a, you know what I mean, you shouldn't call him a rich man. He will not be, lo ye amer, right, he will not be called a rich man anymore. So,
Kili normally means
thin. Yes, correct.
Wait.
Yes, but maybe, yeah, that's rash, yeah, I don't know. So Michlal, so you make an inference from this, that in this world it's permissible. Meaning, what does it say? It sounds, in the future, yeah, we will not anymore basically mistitle people. Yeah, we won't call the person who's running after wine, we won't call him a, you know, satiated rich person, but mashma that in Olam Hazeh you're allowed to. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Mehacha, he learns it from here, right? This principle that in certain circumstances it's permissible to permit, permissible to do chanufa to a rasha. Yeah, Kurois, because he brings, right, so this is talking about Yaakov when he meets Esav, and Yaakov Avinu is trying to encourage Esav to take the presents from him. Kirois Pnei Elokim. So Yaakov Avinu is saying to Esav, it's like when I saw you, yeah, it's like I saw Pnei Elokim, meaning the face of an angel. You look like an angel. And you were appeased by me. Okay, so basically, that's kind of a, someone calls you an angel, it's generally a compliment. You know what I mean? So Esav wasn't really such an angel. So Yaakov Avinu seems to be doing a bit of chanufa over here to Esav. So you see, it's okay to do chanufa in certain circumstances.
Sure, I mean, that's like an obvious
state of life.
That's not
that
really
interesting. Right, that's Pekuach Nefesh. What's the right? Good question. Yeah, a Pligi de Rebbe Levi. Rebbe Levi has a different take on this story. Yeah, to Omar Rebbe Levi says, Rebbe Levi, yeah, Moshel Shel Yaakov Ve'esav. The Moshel of Yaakov and Esav, yeah, is Lema Hadavah Doima. What is this incident like? Yeah, La Odom is to a person, Shazimain, the Shin is a prefix that he invited Eschaveiroj, to his friend, over for dinner. And then he noticed, Vehikir, he noticed, Bo, Shemavakesh, that he's looking to, right? He wants to, Lahogo, to kill him.
It wasn't good.
Right, sometimes, yeah, sometimes you invite somebody around to your house and whatever, things go a bit bad, right? Your food's not good. And the guy wants to kill you. Okay? So so he says, the guy's like stuck in this room with this person who wants to kill him. Yeah? So what do you do? So Amalo, he says, maybe you don't like the food, but Tam Tavshil Zeh, you've tasted of this dish, right? Sha'ani To'im, that I taste. Ketavshil, it's just like the dish, Sh'to'amti, that I tasted, Bebeis HaMelech, in the house of the king. Meaning, who's my good friend, who were very upset if you kill me. Basically, he's dropping a hint that, you know, he's got friends in high places. Yeah. So the person who's, you know, wants to kill the other guy says, Omar, Yodale, Malka. He knows the king. Yeah. Mistafi means he's scared. Velo, and he won't. Kotil means king. Kill. Lo Kotil Le, and he will not kill him. So therefore, you can't bring a proof from Yaakov and Esav that is permissible to do Chanufa to Russia in this world. We'll stop.